This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in St. Louis, Missouri at Tech 2016, and my special guest is my friend, Mr. Steve Grunwell. Say hello to everybody, Steve.
Hello, everybody, Steve. Oh, that's so cheesy.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. Hey, we're going to talk about two things. Let's talk a little bit about WordPress, and because TenUp is the maintainer of something that's very important, the Elastic... It's not Elasticsearch.
ElasticPress.
ElasticPress. That's the name of it. But it is the binding between...
Yes. ElasticPress is a WordPress plugin that basically hijacks WP Query and how WordPress is interacting with the database, specifically when it's doing searches, and instead lets you go, hey, no, send this stuff over to an Elasticsearch instance.
Oh, nice.
So you're able to leverage the power of Elasticsearch to do a lot of really powerful things within WordPress. And it helps fill in some gaps, too. Anyone who's done client work with WordPress and has something out there, especially with the major publishers that TenUp tends to work with, having the default WordPress search of, well, it's in the title or the body copy and vaguely ordered by some relevant... No, that doesn't cut it for a lot of agencies, or for a lot of clients, excuse me. So... Taylor Lovett, who's our director of engineering, was the one who really helped spearhead, and there have been a lot of other people involved within the organization to build out ElasticPress and to really build a powerful search within WordPress, something that we found lacking, and we went, hey, Elasticsearch is a great technology. WordPress is awesome. I mean, it's kind of our bread and butter. Why can't we marry these two? To really give our customers the search experiences they're looking for.
Yeah, and I was at, there was a WordPress meetup in San Francisco that TenUp came to announce. I think it might have been their VIP meetup that Automattic hosted, because it was there at the Automattic site. And this was a year ago or so. And you announced that this was now available. Now, I'm sure that this did not come about simply because somebody said, hey, we can put your chocolate in my peanut butter and get it all together. Did you have a specific client that needed this? Or I know you, like you said, you deal with a lot of large publishing companies.
Right. To be honest, Elasticsearch predates my time at TenUp a little bit. Okay. So as far as the original announcement, but I know that Taylor Lovett, or TL as we affectionately call him, is really passionate about, like, not... I think he's a perfectionist, and I think that's kind of what drives this, where he goes, WordPress is pretty great, but there are some things that it doesn't do as well as it could. And Elasticsearch is really cool, and we can be, the Elasticsearch experts. He's passionate about WordPress. He's passionate about Elasticsearch. He's surrounded by a team of some of the most talented engineers I've ever met. And those... synergy, I guess, would be the...
Well, very cool. This is actually, we record a bunch of these together, as those who are watching on Periscope know. And this is actually the second time that Taylor's name has come up. We were talking, I was talking with Joe McGill at Washington University, and we were talking caching. And I use Taylor's Simple Cache plugin and have been dealing with him, being basically a pain in his butt, filing tickets and stuff like that on GitHub. But he's a wonderful person to work with. And like I was telling Joe, his plugin is working wonderful on my blog. Doesn't work on some of my other ones, but on my blog, man, it is exactly what I needed. It lives up to its name, Simple cash, you know. So deep respect for what he's doing. Hey, before we go on and talk about our other topic, let me say that this episode is sponsored by Nomad PHP. Now, Nomad PHP is the virtual PHP user group. It's for those who don't have a local user group. If you've got a local user group, please get involved in it. Be an active part in it. But if you don't have a local user group, join us at Nomad PHP. We have two meetings every month, and we would love to see you at our next meeting. You can get all the information you need at nomadphp.com, and we would love to see you at our next meeting. So, you're here talking about professional developers.
Indeed, I am.
And my thing to, or my statement to you was, so Steve, you're a professional developer. What does that mean? Talk to us a little bit about your talk.
All right. I'm giving a talk this week at PHP Tech, called Professional Development for Professional Developers. It actually spawned from a series of blog posts that I wrote back in 2013 for my former employer, where they were like, well, we want to try to blog more, and Steve, you seem to have a lot of insight, and you're really passionate about what you do. What can you kind of share as tidbits of knowledge and qualities of a good developer and things that other developers can do to continue growing and not just be, oh, hey, I can make a computer do something, but, hey, I can really solve problems. And as time goes on, solve better and more complicated problems and learn new skills and just generally grow. So I pitched the talk last year at PHP Tech. During the call for papers, and Oscar was like, not really what we're looking for right now. We have a lot of other great talks, but we'd love for you to do this as an article for PHP Architect. So I was like, well, absolutely, I'd love to do that. Then I had a baby, and that kind of delays things a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So once she was finally sleeping, I was able to to get around to finally writing this article, and I sent it over to Oscar, and I believe it's actually slated to be published in the June 2016 issue of PHP Architect. Mm-hmm. And then they also accepted it as a talk this year, which, looking at the lineup for PHP Tech 2016, it seems to be much more of a, not just this is how you do X in PHP, but this is how you grow. This is how you become a part of the community. Mm-hmm. In a way, I can see a lot of continuity between this and Sunshine PHP that happened this February, mm-hmm. where it was very big on, community and being involved and, being a good citizen of the community. And I guess a lot of those themes really resonate with me. I'm very big on being inclusive, on just generally, not driving people away, because I feel people, whether they mean to or not, are regularly pushing others out of the community. And I've been an outsider in various forms. And I was the awkward theater kid in high school. And it's kind of when you get to that, I don't really care what other people think of me, that you find some confidence in your lack of confidence. This just got really existential.
Well, that's okay. Let me ask you this. What is one of the points that you make in your talk? What makes you a one of the points that makes you a professional developer?
The number one thing, and it's a little cheesy, but it's 100% true. It's all about passion. Mm-hmm. On any project, I would rather have, a rough around the edges junior engineer who's passionate about what they're doing than a grizzled senior, someone who's just like, I'm just going to build this thing and then I'm done. Mm-hmm. And yes, it might work perfectly. And, yes, they might come in under timeline, under budget, but they're not going to be enjoyable to work with. It's just a job. They're not challenging themselves. And ultimately, I feel like if you're passionate about it and you want to see yourself grow and you want to, you're having fun solving problems, that's where we get the creative solutions. That's where we get the things that move things forward, that people put, high attention to detail in their work, because they're not just trying to get through it, but they're trying to do it in the best way that they possibly can. If I could have any single quality, and that this includes, being able to type 100 million words a minute, it would be passion.
Yeah. And I cannot agree with you more. It is that that is so important. And I talk a lot about this. Matter of fact, I've got a talk called Going Pro, the what it takes to be a professional developer. And passion is what sets apart the really the big what I call the rainmakers from the 9-to-5ers. And I really 9-to-5 developers, people that want to come in, do their job, go home because they have other interests, I really have no problem with that. But when I'm building a team, I want those people that are passionate about solving the problems, even if it's a problem that we haven't actually defined yet. You know, we kind of know we got a problem, but we don't know what it is yet. I want the person that goes home and spends time Googling that and trying to figure out what the problem is so they can come up with the answer. And that's the kind of that takes passion. It
absolutely
really does. Well, that's great, and I'm sure it's going to be a great talk. Sadly, I will probably be in this room recording more podcasts, or I would be there. That is, everybody thinks, oh, it must be really fun to have a podcast. Well, no, you get to sit in rooms by yourself and one other person and the lovely and talented Kathy and miss the entire conference. She's waving at everybody. Miss most of the conference because you're recording podcasts. So I do get to talk to a lot of fun people, but that's one of the downsides. So I won't get to see it, but I am sure that it will be a wonderful talk. Hey, before we let you go, same two questions to ask everybody. What's your local user group? What's the URL?
Local user group is Columbus PHP, mm-hmm. organized by Bill Kondo and others. Bill is here at the conference this week. And the URL is columbuspHP.meetup.com. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Bill is an unofficial staff member on Voices of the Elephant. Anytime he's at a conference, he's the one that organizes the It's the Booze Talking. So we're supposed to be recording a couple episodes of that while we're here at this.
I'm not fully familiar with It's the Booze Talking.
It's the Booze Talking.
So if you'd like to plug
that. Long form podcast. We get a bunch of people in the room together and we sit around and talk about stuff. And we usually have a topic. I don't want to give away the topic for the ones we've got, but Bill and Joe, little Joe Ferguson, have been concocting an idea, and I really look forward to recording those. And I think we're recording tomorrow night and Friday night or something like that. So, but
I'll make sure not to miss those.
I want to thank you for being here, for taking the time out of your conference schedule to talk to us, and thank you. I mean, you're a speaker here, so that means you put some time in to put your talk together. And I know that's not a trivial amount of time. And if you've got a new baby, that had to be difficult. So,
yeah.
On behalf of those of us here at the conference, thank you for that.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.